Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz from New York.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
I am good. I am busy. I am nonstop. I need a vacation.
And you're moving tomorrow.
And I'm moving tomorrow, which by the time this releases, it'll probably be a few days or weeks. But yes, the construction on my house is finally done and I am moving tomorrow. And let me tell you, it is some type of headache I don't wish upon anybody.
I don't look forward to it. So
yes, I mean, I know everyone has done it before sometime or another in their lives, but it is not fun.
Great.
Trying to juggle that with family, with work, with shooting. It's been 16-hour days the last 2 weeks, but hopefully next week everything calms down a little.
Well, I had to take a half afternoon yesterday and went windsurfing, and it was great. Had a blast. My spirit is back up, and I'm ready to go shoot a little condo today. So I'll from mansions to condos. I'm
awesome.
Totally doing it all right now.
So, well, that's the benefit of doing what we do in the schedule that we have. You know, I'm 3 hours ahead of you, but I had a shoot this morning and I have twilights tonight. So I have a couple hours in between. I'm home and we're here recording this. I know you were busy this morning and you got another one tonight. So,
well, I want to say one thing. I want the listeners out there to really understand that we find it very important to try and be consistent with releases. If I'm not incorrect, we've released one podcast a week since we started about
we
5 months
this
ago.
This is, I think, episode 29 or 30. 30, I think.
Wow.
I think this will be episode 30 release, actually. So,
well, the feedback has been great from people. I thank everybody out there. And if you aren't subscribed and you're just kind of catching this, please subscribe. And as I always tell people, be sure to use the Ask the Guys feature, because your question might actually be played on the air like today. So what do we have today?
Yeah, today we have another Ask the Guys question, very relevant to people getting started. And let's play it and then we'll discuss. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Luis Angel. I'm from Puerto Rico, but I live in Los Angeles now. My question is, how could I approach a realtor over the phone and not sound like a salesperson?
Great question, Luis, from Los Angeles via Puerto Rico. I think it's a topic that, boy, everybody needs to kind of deal with in one way or another, not necessarily asking or calling, cold calling, but you got to get work. So, you know, maybe we'll start talking about some topics in that area. But Brian, I'm just going to throw this over to you because I'm going to have to think of my answer. So what do you say to Luis's question?
That is a very interesting question because I'm sure I'm not in the minority. Nobody likes cold calling. And quite frankly, to be honest, I don't do it. So it's kind of a weird question, but I think it's definitely a topic that we wanted to discuss. So we thought it was important to cover it in an episode. But I think what's more important, I think, is, I can give you some methods on how I acquired clients at first. I did do a bit of cold calling, but they were not random cold calls. They were people that I knew through networking or, in the community that have known me. So, I mean, I don't have the stomach to just call a random person and try to sell myself. And it's hard to do that, to answer Luis's question, without sounding like you're selling something, because quite frankly, you are. And especially nowadays, I mean, people pick up on that right away, no matter how good you are. When someone calls me randomly, a sales call, I know within the first 3 seconds if they're trying to sell me something, and I just hang up on them. So that's frankly what I do, honestly. So,
I would never do that.
Oh, well, you're nicer than I am, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That's the difference between you and California and me and New York.
All right. No, don't randomly call me. I promise you, I get a lot of people calling me, but I kind of have to answer a lot of people's questions.
So. Yeah, no, for sure. So how do you cold call or get new clients? Well, like I said, so the cold calling that I've done has always been to people that I know through somebody else or I've met even once. Yeah. And I think that small difference makes a huge difference as far as the receiver of the call not hanging up on you. Even if I've met this person once, hey, this is Brian, I met you so-and-so, right there and there. Even if I met him once for 3 minutes, I already established that relationship and he's probably not going to hang up on me. He might not be interested in what I'm trying to sell, but at least he's not throwing the phone down right away. Cold calling random people is tough. Will it work? I'm sure it does. And I, you know, I'd love to hear from people that actually do that.
It's like a game of numbers, I guess, if you wanted to do that.
You're right. That's exactly what it is, I think. You know, if you call 100 people, you're bound to get two or three people that bite. And I would think, you know, I've said this before, Rich, I do some e-commerce online and I have a couple of online stores. And, you know, a 2-3% conversion rate on visitors to our site is a good number. And I don't think it's much different when you're trying to sell your services to people that you're cold calling. You know, if you call 100 people and you get 2-3 people to bite, and that's 2-3 potential clients, then I think that's a good number. Now, do you have the time to call 100 people? I don't know. I don't have the time, but when you're starting out and you know, you need to hustle and you need to get these clients, yeah, you got to do it. You got to go in and get it done.
But I will say one thing. I personally, the only real rip on that I would have or rub, you know, bad feeling about that is I don't know if I'd want to work for anybody that would take me from a cold call because I would have to be offering something really low. But then again, you know, Luis is just starting out, so maybe it is the way to go.
True, and you know what? Another good way, you know, what you say brings a good point. I shot, I think I was talking to you yesterday, Rich, and I was telling you I shot a property yesterday for a brand new realtor. It was her first property ever. So I don't know how you find out those realtors, but if there's a way to find those new realtors, then cold calling might not be so bad because they don't know. I don't want to say they don't know what they're doing, but they're new to it. They don't have their methods down pat. They're learning as much on the job as, you know, you are if you're just starting and looking for clients, and it might be a good fit to offer your services and sell them. Somebody who's well established, it's a lot harder. I mean, obviously, first off, it's you have to find somebody who does not use professional photos or they're not happy with their photographer or they're looking for lower rates. So that's the first step, is to find somebody that falls into one of those categories. You know, I'm sure, let's say you call 100 people, 25, 30 of them are going to tell you, I have a professional photographer, I'm happy with them, their rates are okay with me, thank you for calling. So it's very difficult to try to build a clientele, I think, cold calling, but it's doable if you're willing to put in the work and to hustle and to sacrifice. Now, as far as what you say to them, which I think is what Luis's question was, it's even harder because we're in a very visual industry and it's hard to sell somebody on a visual service without them seeing it. So maybe a cold email with attachments of your images or a PDF of your flyer might be better suited for what we do. And, you know, I get tons of spam email all day long also, and I don't open half of it. But if I had to guess, your opens on emails on cold calls would probably be higher on a conversion than people who actually listen to your spiel when you call them and try to sell them on the product. And because you're selling them on your photography services, but you're on the phone and they can't see it. So I definitely think there's some value to cold emailing people. And I've done it before. I've done a lot more cold emailing than cold calls. And, you know, the percentage, the conversion rate is not high. It's just not that high at all. But, you know, there are a few clients that I've had from there. Not many, a lot of clients, you know, I used to do every so often when I was starting out, you know, like an email blast or a cold email with an offer or a discount just to get people in. And I found a lot of people would take advantage of that discount or that offer, and then I'd never hear from them again. But at least you're getting your images in front of people and they can see it and they can say, oh, this looks a hell of a lot better than my iPhone. Let me call this guy back or email and see what this guy's all about. So, you know, it's hard not to sound salesy because you're selling something. But in a visual medium like we are, I almost feel that cold emailing might be more effective than cold calling. Mm-hmm. Would you tend to agree with that, Rich?
Yeah, I'm actually listening to you and kind of taking into consideration Luis's call or question. I'm kind of thinking of this as how to kind of give the same answer to Luis or give him help, but to put a different spin on it, because the whole cold calling thing, and I agree with you regarding, I hadn't thought about that before, regarding the a visual medium where it's important to put something together. You know, it is. It's not just a straightforward service like a plumber or the carpet cleaner that comes to the agent or the appraiser that comes to the agent. We're much more, and we want to be treated as much more. I personally, I hate it when I get lumped in the same category. I mean, God knows you don't want to really do that to me, but lump me in the same category as the person coming to clean the windows. It's just like, well, you know, I understand we're both providing a service, but I personally think I'm providing a service that's much more, not important, but much more important to really fully understand. So, I mean, I don't want to put anybody else down.
So well, our service also makes the realtor more money. You know, a plumber or window washer doesn't. So there's a very big difference there.
He might be a great window washer, man. You never know. Hey. No, I think that's very true. And what I'd like to suggest is to take maybe the cold call, but to modify it. I would think that there are really good creative ways. And I have never been the textbook of what you want to do to start a business of anything I've ever done. But I have also had the benefit of years and years of experience in business. And also, I have just a creative mind and ways to go circumvent this, go around this way to get the same effect. So let's say you were able to, maybe you're on Facebook. Maybe you're then in a group like Sacramento has a the Sacramento Realtors group or something like that. Maybe join a group, maybe join an association, get something in there where you are not completely cold. You might be in reality be a cold call, but you may, you know, may come more off like, you know, having some foot in the door. Now that could be going to an agency and just seeing if you could meet the office. Who's the head of the agency? The office manager usually controls a lot of the general photography, and they may be good ones to meet and, or go to an association, go to an MLS, go to, join a Facebook group, and then seek out an agent that you have done a little research on, and maybe you realize they are new and they don't have very good pictures. And then maybe send them a message or friend them, send them a message that is just really nice. Okay, I don't want to bother you, but I noticed we're in the same Facebook group and I happen to be a photographer, and I certainly don't want to come off inappropriately, but I'd like to know if I could send you some of my information and possibly come out to do a shoot for you. And I mean, I think that there are just so many creative ways than just to pick up the phone book, or I don't know how else you're going to do it, but pick up go online and look up agents and start calling them, because I don't think that's going to give you, you know, it might be 3 in 100. It may be, you know, 3 in 500. You get 3 jobs, but I wouldn't want to go that way. But, you know, there's other ways too. Let's say you need to get pictures for your portfolio. I've always told photographers that I have always gone the way of, you've got to get a portfolio, and that portfolio doesn't, you know, you can do free shoots, and I know a lot of people are totally against this, but I think that even going to a model home in your neighborhood, asking the agents, hey, can I shoot this? And that's giving you the opportunity to get some pictures for your portfolio, giving you the opportunity to get some experience, because you need that. And you might get in there and then say, don't like sell anything, just say, hey, I want to take some pictures. And then go back and show them the pictures or send them an email and go see if maybe, hey, would you be interested in this or something like that? But all I'm saying is, I think you've got to go at least one step further than a cold call. I think you've got to have something else going for you to make it really worthwhile and appropriate. So.
Sure. And another approach to find some of these people is by just looking on your local MLS and seeing some of these agents that don't have good photography. And, you know, like you said, Rich, you know, it's good to offer a free shoot just to get work and get out there and build your portfolio. And like you said, a lot of people are against it, but I'm not. I shot a lot of free work when I got started, and that, you know, that's how you build a portfolio. And, you know, kill me if you will for saying that, but I think, you know, like you said, people are against it, but, you know, it worked for me. And, you know, find these agents that don't have good photography and say, hey, I'm starting out, you know, let me come, let me shoot your property, no charge. And if you do that and your work is good, you don't have to sell them. Mm-hmm. It'll sell itself.
I really want to add that I once remember mentioning I cold called an agent. I at the beginning, I did do some cold calls and I just got terrible reception. But I found an agent that had just the worst pictures, but I could tell that they were online, that they were professional pictures, well, professional, but really bad professional. And I mentioned to them, hey, I saw your photos and I didn't think they were very good. And are you blah, blah, blah. And they cut me off and read me the riot act going, we love our photographer and his photos, these exact photos that you're calling are saturated and this and that. They're exactly why we sell the houses that we're selling. And so don't go that way. don't put down the other photos. Don't mention.
No, for sure. Yeah. But, you know, you can say to them, I think I can do a better job. And mm-hmm. that's an easy way in, I think, with a lot of realtors is to just deliver them a better product. Even if you have to do one job for them for free, it'll pay off in the long run because every other job will not be for free. And as long as you're delivering better quality work than they had for an affordable price, you're going to get the client. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science. So, yeah. And, you know, I want to reiterate, like you said, a lot of it is networking and trying to find, if you're going to cold call, find that small common connection you have with these people so they don't immediately hang up on you. Like you said, you know, whether it's the Sacramento's realtor group or whatever it is, if you can say that right when they answer the phone, you know, hey, I met you at Sacramento's realtor group, or you have, or, you know, John Smith introduced me to you, then at least you have that relationship, that small relationship factor built already, and you're not losing that call right away. You might lose it in a minute or two if you don't sell well, but at least they're not hanging up the phone right away. Because when I answer my phone, and it's weird because I have a business line that forwards to my cell, and a lot of agents have my cell. So sometimes I have no idea if it's a client or it's a spam. So I answer a lot of my calls that I don't know who they are. If I hear within a minute, or not even a minute, if I hear within 5-10 seconds that it's a spammer or, you know, some random cold call, I just hang up on them. They don't even get the no thank you, I'm not interested for me anymore. I'm done with that. So I just hang up. So yeah, I think there's definitely a way to strategize and figure out the best way to go about it. But, you know, cold calling can work if you do it right, as you mentioned, Rich.
Yeah, no, as you said, it is it's a numbers game, and it's just so icky.
It is. It is definitely icky. That's a good way to put it, in a good.
It just leaves a bad feeling. It makes me feel dirty, and you know, I'm just not good at it. But I'm good at other things. I think you've got to step outside your comfort zone. I don't have a problem, as most people know. I don't really have a problem meeting people and talking to people and feeling, you know, showing my enthusiasm for what I do. And that's been the way it has been all the time. But I think when you're getting started, as it sounds like you're doing, and God knows there's a lot of agents in Los Angeles, but there's also a lot of photographers. So I think there is room for that. And the thing too is you've got to remember, you know, it has a lot to do with how good is your product, how much you're charging, how good is your product, things like that. You know, remember too, it's not apples to apples, and maybe convey that to the client that, you know, besides really great photos, I stress doing, you know, consistent work and reliability. I mean, a lot of times I get the calls because I'll show up, man. I'm there on time. I have fast turnaround time. And just the things that it's not only really, really good work or even good work, just it's a whole thing about who you are, your demeanor, how you deal with people. So, you know, I guess we're going off further than just what about cold calling, but I think it's really important.
No, of course. Maybe it is. Yeah, it is so important, Rich.
Maybe quickly. No, it's just maybe quickly as you're getting your foot in that door, if you have a moment, you can grasp when that moment of acceptance is there and not complete. Don't ever call me again. But once you get that, you know, also put in there the other things they may not be thinking of. You know, it really is important to stress your reliability and your conscientiousness and work with you to satisfy you.
Sure. I think that's so important and so undervalued when you're trying to sell your work or yourself mm-hmm. to your agents. You know, yeah. The biggest factor people try to sell is look at my work. It's so much better than what you've been doing. Come hire me. But like you said, you said, and it's happened to me too. I've gotten work because other photographers have been unreliable. They literally have not shown up to shoots. And I've had, you know, realtors call me and say, you know, I want to make sure that you're going to come. And not only do I come, you know, I usually try to get to my shoot 10 to 15 minutes early, and I'd rather just sit in my car on my phone playing around dilly-dallying to make sure that I'm there, you know, either before the agent or before the scheduled time. And, you know, I'm in New York traffic, so you never know what's going to happen. But so I have to account for that. But regardless of that, yes, reliability is a huge factor, making sure you're on time, making sure you deliver when you say you're going to deliver, and making sure your work is consistent. And all that adds up to these potential cold calls turning into a consistent, you know, weekly or monthly client, depending mm-hmm. on the type of volume they do. So.
And I have to add one thing also. I came up with this idea a while ago, and I don't think I've implemented it. And, you know, I'm still not cold calling, but I'm still cold calling people and trying to get more work. You can never, you know, I mean, actually, you can't get too much work. But I am still looking for new opportunities. One thing you can mention to them, too, is, listen, I get the impression you have a photographer that you work with. But I just wanted to give you my information and show you an example of my work that, you know, all photographers, I'm sure you come across this every so often, your photographer is booked when you need them. It wouldn't be bad for you to have a second photographer, and I would like to be that second backup photographer for you. How's that? Huh?
Yeah, no, that is great. And I agree 100%. When you're going to call, you know, these random people, I think a soft sell is much more effective than a hard sell. You don't want to come off as aggressive. You don't want to, you know, let's go this week. Let's shoot, you know, where are your properties? Where can we go shoot? I'll meet you there. You know, you don't want any of that. You know, like you said, Rich, just very soft. You know, I know you like who you have. Here's my number. If you're ever stuck, just give me a call. And I think the realtor appreciates that more. Because I know I appreciate it when someone's trying to sell me. If they don't try to hard sell me, you know, I'm in the market for a new car. My lease is up. And, you know, I've had some of these, you know, these car leasing companies call me and, or I've called them and they say, come in and we'll discuss the price. And they say, I don't want to come in. I know what I'm looking for. Just tell me your best price. And I've had others say to me, all right, you know, give me a day, let me run some numbers and I'll get some numbers back to you. And at the end of the day, I'm going to go with the person that said, you know, let me run some numbers and I'll email them over to you, because I don't have time to go and sit in a car dealership for 2 to 3 hours. And we all know that you don't need to be there for 2 or 3 hours. And that's part of their whole sales thing, is they make you sit there and they have to go back and speak to their manager and come back and then go back to speak to their manager again. And, you know, we all know that they know what their bottom line price is, and it's just part of this whole game. So, you know, when I'm trying to be sold on this, it's the guy that says, you have to come in, we can't discuss prices over the phone, that's not going to get my business, because, you know, I know what I want. I know what I need. You know what your numbers are. I don't have to come in for you to tell them to me. This is the car I'm looking for. Just, you know, speak to your manager, your boss, whoever you need to speak to, give me your best price. And if it works for me, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And that, you know, that's how it's worked for me in the past. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. I think we covered some good stuff.
Yeah. So the bottom line is just go out and do it and hustle and figure out your best strategy. Try different things, see what's working. You know, some things might work for than other things, and every market's different. So there's no 100%, you know, mm-hmm. as I mentioned earlier, you know, New York is probably a little bit more of a more aggressive, if you want to call it that, market than, you know, California. California's probably a little more laid back. So you have to be in a way a little more aggressive. But that being said, figure out your market, try different things. You can A/B test, see, you know, does this work? Does that work? And then once you kind of get your strategy, then, you know, as you start booking, your confidence will obviously go up. And confidence is a big thing when you're cold calling. So even if you lack confidence and you don't think your work is great, you have to pretend that you're, you know, Rich Baum over here delivering the top of the line images.
Well, not me, man.
Hey. Yeah, Rich, your work is top notch. You know, that's what people have to aspire to. So,
well, thank you so much. No, I think you know, we try, and you know, maybe post these in the Facebook groups. Post a question. Your number one tip for gaining new clients. I mean, you could do just a simple question like that in the Real Estate Photography with Lights group, my group, and that'd be, you know, something. I'm sure you get some really creative answers. And the good thing is you don't have to be pigeonholed to your own neighborhood where, you know, it's really difficult to get firsthand information from local photographers kind of, you know, working for the same thing. But if you put it out into a national group, you might get some answers from people that you go, hey, I could do that. That would really work really well.
Sure. And I think once you get that first 10 or 15 clients, I think everything kind of snowballs. And at that's, I think maybe 15 is that number that, you know, you start to get some referrals in and, you know, the clients start hearing you, I got your number from this person, et cetera. So once you get over that hump of whatever it is, 10, 15, 20 clients, then it starts, I think, getting a little easier for mm-hmm. you.
And you get that experience. And I really want to impress upon when you get those, I don't know if you're completely new to this, Luis, I don't know if you have experience or not, but really, once you get your foot in that door, don't screw it up, but really make sure that you have all the points taken, all the things you need to know and to complete to make your relationship with your agent successful. You've got to know what their expectations are. You've got to know what they need to be shot. You got to let them know, how long is it taking you to shoot? You know, if I go into a house when I was starting out and I was doing my more upper end homes, I tell them it's going to take me 2 to 3 hours to shoot your house. And I wanted them to know that at the beginning, because I had several agents get upset that it took longer than 15 minutes. So really kind of just sure that you got your game plan together when you do get that opportunity.
Sure, exactly. Set expectations mm-hmm. and live up to them.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, I think we answered that one.
Yes. And I know we both have to run to some shoots today, this afternoon.
Or
this evening
so
for me, this afternoon for you.
So excited. Okay. Well, listen, I'm gonna just leave everybody saying, hey, shoot better, shoot smarter, get better clients, make more money. More, get more gear. It's just so much fun, and it's really enjoyable when you can, when you do have great clients like I do, and you will be able to make a living at it. So I'm
just
so
more of everything, Rich.
Yeah, and I want to tell people, everybody, please make sure you subscribe to our podcast, and be sure to ask your question. And you can totally, you know, you can tell us the business name, where you're from. You never know what you're going to get out of that. And ask your question online, and we'll answer it, or we'll get one of the top professionals we know to answer it if it's appropriate. So till next time.
Sure. I also want to invite people to our website. On top of our website, we have a little newsletter sign up. We have a lot of things in the works in the next couple of weeks/months. So definitely go sign up for our email list. This way you're in tune when we announce and release all these things we have
good.
Coming up.
What kind of stuff? Oh, you can't tell, can you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so excited. But we're really have some really good stuff. You'll look back in a few months or year, and you'll go, wow, that was an interesting progression in a year. So I'm stoked.
All right, Rich. So have a good shoot tonight, and we'll speak next week.
You too.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.